Well, hello, my name's Rupert Matthews. I'm the National Campaign Manager at Better Off Out, one of the organisations that's campaigning to take Britain out of the European Union and engage with the wider world. Now, our podcast this week is a bit of a mixed bag, really, because it includes visits to various places. We start off in Ashby de la Zouche, which is up in Leicestershire, where we meet with Andrew Bridgen, the Member of Parliament. We then move on to Swadlincote, just over the border from Ashby into Derbyshire, where there's a street stall going on. Another street stall we visit is down in Southampton. Then finally, we end up in Guildford in Surrey, where we talk about some of the stuff going on there. So we really are moving around quite a lot here. But it's I think it's all quite interesting. So have a listen and see what you make of it. Right, well, here we are in Ashby de la Zouche in Leicestershire. I'm supposed to be meeting Andrew Bridgen, who's a Member of Parliament for this area. This is the road he said to meet him in. I can't see any sign of him. I'm going to walk down further down the road, see if I can find him. Hi, Andrew, good to
Rupert,
see you.
Nice to see you again.
Thanks, glad I managed to find you. Right, we're on the outskirts of Ashby de la Zouche. What are we going to be doing?
We're going to be leafleting in the Wilsley ward of Ashby de la Zouche today. I think we'll get the whole ward done. We've got a few of the volunteers with us. So shall we crack on?
Yeah, what are we delivering though?
We're delivering five positive reasons to vote to leave the European Union. With the free post response card
brilliant.
At the back as well.
Excellent. Okay, we'll give us half of that.
There you go.
Which way?
This way.
That way. Great. Okay. Right. Well, Andrew, I've nearly out. We've got a good load done, so that's great. How's the Leave campaign going here in Ashby?
Well, in the last 3-4 weeks, we've only got a couple of wards left now. We've got every household, about 40,000 houses, one of these through every door. And also we're picking up more deliverers all the time. In fact, yesterday I got 4 more volunteers coming forward to help with the cause, and I think that's going to accelerate as we move towards referendum day.
Well, that's right, people are getting more and more interested in the subject, aren't they? So when we started getting leaflets out, when was it, back September time?
Yeah,
it was sort of polite interest, what's this, but now people are almost sort of taking it out.
And I'm convinced that the more information we can get out there, the more awareness about the benefits of voting to leave and leaving the European Union, I think we've got the arguments, and if we get the message out there, I think the people will move towards us.
Yeah,
that's what I'm finding on the doorsteps here. The more information we put out, the better the campaign appears to be going.
Okay, that's brilliant. Now, also we've been going around Ashby. Your constituency actually covers quite a big chunk of North West Leicestershire, doesn't it?
It's all of North West, coterminous with the district council, so it's about 125 square miles.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, how are people in North West Leicestershire going to benefit from us leaving the European Union?
Well, for me, it's about sovereignty and about control. People, they vote in North West Leicestershire. We have very high turnout, 75% of general election.
Oh, wow.
And the idea is that, you know, if they don't like what I'm doing, they can vote me out and have somebody else in. We've given the people control, we're taking back control. Whereas where we are now, a lot of our laws are made by people who are not elected, not accountable, certainly not accountable to my people, not accountable to the British people, and that's just not right.
No. Oh, anyway, listen, I've got to get off to Swadlincote. They've got a street stall on there. Thanks very much.
Give my regards to South Derbyshire.
I will, of course, yes. I will do. Anyway, you better have them back.
Thank you.
Don't want to talk anyway. Cheerio.
Bye, Rupert.
Well, I finally managed to get here.
Oh, great.
Great. You've got a lovely stand here and everything, haven't you?
Yes,
so,
yes. We have a stand every other Saturday.
Yeah.
And it really goes well. The people in Swadlincote, great, great majority.
Yeah.
We're finding that we don't go to the people and give them out the brochures and things.
Yeah.
They're actually coming to us and saying, can I have some information?
When we go into it.
The other, last week, We had a public meeting.
Oh, yeah.
So it's people come and ask questions. Roger Hellman, who's a brilliant speaker.
Oh, he's always good.
He's wonderful, Roger is. He came. Heather Wheeler was going to come.
Oh, yeah.
The Labour, our local Labour representative.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she couldn't attend the meeting. She can't attend today because she's not very well. But she comes whenever she can.
Yeah.
And she answers out the
leaflets
and
so on.
And it's brilliant. It's a nice place, Swadling Coat is. The people are very interested in what's happening, especially with Europe. As I said before, they want to come out.
Brilliant. Well, I'll tell you what, you give me them. And I'll get busy handing them out to people. And see how it goes. Do you flip that referendum, madam? Thank you. Thank you very much. Right, Martin, we're packing up now in Swadling Coat. I think we've given away to about every leaflet we've got at Walden earlier. I've had a really good time. People are coming up, taking stuff from me. But you've been here all day, only turned up about the last 2 hours. How's it been going?
It's been brilliant. The engagement with the public here in Swadling Coat has been great. They've come along as they're doing the shopping, already loaded down with bags, but they've been happy to declare that they're ready to vote out.
Yep.
Tell us the main reasons. Those people that are not yet convinced have stopped, taken some leaflets, taken some of our main arguments. So it's been really, really positive today.
Excellent. Well, and tell me, what sort of issues are people bringing up here?
The key issues that keep getting repeated are about controlling our own borders.
Yeah,
that's a very key.
I've got the lady about that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, people, young and old, are seeing that the pressure on schools, housing, hospitals is getting to the point that we really need to take action. So that's been a key discussion point today. Sovereignty comes up.
Mm-hmm.
A very patriotic bunch of people here in Swadling Coat.
Glad to hear it, yeah.
Yeah, people saying that whether they like the Conservative government or not, their ability to vote them in and out is very important to them, making our own rules and defining the way that we're going to go. People with young children particularly are looking very much forward to the future for their children and the sort of country that they're going to grow up in and the cultures and the values of that country. People talk about the other subjects such as food pricing and their holidays, but mainly people are laughing about how the Fear campaign are trying to scare them off foreign holidays and the price of food.
It's absolutely ridiculous, though,
It is, and it's really pleasing to hear that Project Fear isn't working, certainly not with the people in Swadling Coat. They're seeing through that and actually seeing that as a bit of
obviously
a joke.
Good, sensible people. Anyway, I've got to get off to Derby now. It's a hell of a day for me. I've got loads of places.
Great. Best of luck.
Thanks for having me here.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Right, well, I've arrived in the Bittern area. This is on the outskirts of Southampton. I'm meeting some guys from Vote Leave over in the shopping centre there. We've got a stall set up and everything. I assume they're going to have their own leaflets, but I bought some of our stuff as well, so we'll be handing that out. I think the Member of Parliament here might be turning up as well. I'm not sure about that. What I do know is it's been raining a lot. So I've got my coat on, I'll grab my hat, get a load of this stuff out the boot of the car and I'll pop over, see if I can find the guys. Right, we're here at Bittern Shopping Centre in Southampton. I'm with Luke, Tom and Mark from Vote Leave Southampton. Now we've just been doing a street stall, actually chucked it down with rain, all got soaking wet. But until the rain came, how's it been going here?
It's been going pretty good. We've had a really positive response with the public. It took a lot of leaflets, paraphernalia, the badges and the bags and pens. Yeah, it's been really, really good.
That's good. Now, when I was talking to people, there were quite a lot of people really annoyed about this £9 million that David Cameron and co are spending on the, you know, that e-leaflet. Have you been finding that's an issue here?
One man did say that's really swung it for him. That he's definitely going to vote Leave for us now. But as Luke was saying, our leaflet's been pretty popular. Five positive reasons. We're running a positive campaign.
Yeah.
What David Cameron's doing, we we objected to the government money being used in that way, but there's no signs of it being anything but a negative campaign.
No, that's right. It's all just Project Fear, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's the sort of propaganda that made Goebbels watch. It's
Force being of history. And Royston Smith, the local MP, came along to the stall and gave his support. And as I said, they've tried everything in the Project Fear so far. So, you'll lose the jobs and it hasn't worked. So.
Yeah, that's good. So what else have you guys got planned now? Because I've got to shoot off up to a place near Winchester for a meeting. What are you guys up to for a few days?
On Friday, Chris Grayling, the leader of Castle Commons, is speaking at Southampton.
Oh, wow.
Stadium, and we'll be welcoming him. And then the day after, on Saturday, we'll be leafleting again in the Bargate for Central Southampton.
Fantastic! Oh, that's right, in Central Southampton. Yeah, Bargate, yeah, okay. Yeah. I know where that is. That one is outside this place.
Quite a packed gallery.
Yeah, it sounds like really busy. That's excellent.
Right, well, that seemed to go quite well. Pity the rain came on, actually, because shopping centre was really busy. We were getting loads of leaflets going out, and then as soon as the rain came down, I think everyone went off home. Anyway, I've got to get on. I've got to get up the road, about half an hour up the road, to a village near Winchester, where we're doing a public meeting in a village hall there. So, I'm hoping I can get something to eat on the way, because I'm getting a bit peckish. Anyway, off I go. We're here in Guildford. I was actually here for something else, but I saw this magnificent banner and realised somebody else was here. Now, this is Nairi Wadman,
yep.
And you're from Guildford UKIP, that's
yes,
right, is
I'm
it?
Yes, I'm the secretary.
Right, okay, well, well done for getting all this set up in the high street here. What are you doing?
Basically, we're just putting out leaflets encouraging people to consider the outside of the EU referendum.
Yep.
We've discovered that there's an awful lot of people who have got most of their information, it seems, from the BBC and the Guardian, bless them. And we're just offering leaflets from a number of Eurosceptic groups to consider the other side. Here's some information, find out. Make your choice, but make it an informed choice. Because it's too important to just be Guildford UKIP banging on again as usual.
Sounds fantastic. Well, that's your stall over there. Let's just walk across and have a quick. So this is your stall.
This is our little bit of a stall, yes.
You've got our Britty up.
Yeah, isn't she cool? She actually is really good because she's such a good visual image.
Yeah.
And she attracts the attention immediately.
Brilliant. Okay, well, what else are you doing anyway?
Well, we've got the No.
Oh, yes.
We've got UKIP things, and we have William Dartmouth, we've got EFD2.
Okay, let's have a look.
That's a little DVD.
Oh, a little DVD. Can I take this?
Yeah, of course, take yourself.
Thank you.
I think we've got another 10,000.
Okay. So how are you finding the reaction here in Guildford?
We're finding it very interesting. It's very Marmite.
Yeah.
We have very passionate supporters and equally passionate opponents. Our approach is basically not to stuff things into people's hands, but to say, well, here you are, you're interested, come and have a look, read the stuff, take what you like, if you've got a question, ask us, we'll do our best to answer it.
Brilliant, that sounds fantastic.
Much too important to leave to one party.
You're right. Anyway, we've got to get on, because actually I spotted you, because we're going up to the to grammar school doing a video there. So I just caught you. Anyway, great to meet you.
And you.
All right, keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, here we are outside the Wall Grammar School. Now, the reason I came here is that the earliest known reference to a game of cricket was a game being played by the boys here at this school up on the downs about half a mile outside the town of Guildford. Now, back then they called it cricket rather than cricket, but quite clearly it's the same game that we play today. The reason why I wanted to come here and talk about cricket
is that our sporting links between Britain and the rest of the world are based on the games that were invented here in England and in Britain. So football, cricket, rugby, all these games were developed here. And the sporting links that we have with the rest of the world are extremely important. Thousands of people travel around the world to follow various matches. We see them all on television. They're something that really binds together an international community of sports lovers. And of course, it's got absolutely nothing to do with the European Union. So if we vote to leave the European Union in the referendum, which I really hope we do, those sporting links are going to remain, and there is a whole community of the wider world that we can plug into through our sporting links, and we will continue with those. I'm really looking forward to it. Rugby, cricket, football, fantastic. Good on the boys.